Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our morning podcast on the big news stories that have kept the newsrooms buzzing. I'm Rohini Swami, Associate Editor with The Print, and today we'll talk about the controversial amendment to the Kerala Police Act by the Pinarayi Vijayan government, which was given a green signal by the Kerala Governor, Arif Mohammad Khan, on November 21st. Soon after, the Left Democratic Front government in Kerala faced a lot of flak for what was seen as muzzling the media, and Monday afternoon was forced to put the law in abeyance. The controversial move by the Pinarayi Vijayan-led left government in Kerala to amend the Kerala Police Act, enabling arrests of those who post social media content that could be deemed offensive by the state, has now been put on the back burner. The Vijayan government faced flak from many quarters, including his own party, CPIM Marxist, which viewed the decision as unfair. Minutes after the CPIM General Secretary Sitaram Yechuri stated that the ruling left government in Kerala will reconsider the controversial Police Act Amendment Ordinance, Chief Minister Vijayan's office issued a statement that they will keep the new law in abeyance and will not implement it until it is discussed in the State Assembly. Yechuri also indicated that the ordinance may be scrapped. LDF leaders, who the Print spoke to, also say that Vijayan has been advised to let the ordinance lapse, as a backlash after this decision may cost the party and their allies dearly, not just in Kerala, but across India. Quote, "We're not intending to implement the amended Kerala Police Act. A detailed discussion will be held in the State Assembly in this regard, and further steps will be taken after hearing views from various quarters," unquote, said a statement from the Chief Minister's office. In October, the Kerala government decided to give the State Police Act more teeth. The state recommended addition of Section 118A, which stipulates either imprisonment up to 3 years or a fine up to Rs. 10,000 or both to those who produce, publish or disseminate content through any means of communication with an intention to intimidate, insult or defame any person through social media. According to official sources in the Kerala Chief Minister's office, there has been an increasing number of complaints against cyberbullying and the use of social media to target people. The ordinance to this effect was signed by the Kerala Governor, Arif Mohammad Khan, Saturday. Quote, "After the amendment was announced, we received a lot of opinions from various quarters, including those supporting the LDF, who expressed concern on the decision. Under these circumstances, it has been decided not to implement the amendment," unquote, a statement from the Chief Minister's office said. The announcement of the amendment was challenged by several opposition parties and media houses as well. They felt that the ordinance was not just draconian in nature, but a conscious attempt to gag the media. The amendment had led to accusations that the government was looking to muzzle the press in the state. Quote, "The government has been planning to take control of the media in the disguise of controlling cyberbullying. However, the amendment doesn't specifically mention cyberbullying. This means all media fall under this purview," unquote, said KP Reggie, Kerala Union of Working Journalists President, earlier to The Print. Senior Congress leaders like Kerala's Leader of Opposition, Ramesh Chennithala, compared Pinarayi to Adolf Hitler and called the ordinance a tacit move to silence critiques. Quote, "The ordinance passed by the left government is anti-democratic and anti-social. None of this was decided or discussed with the political parties, and the decisions have been taken unilaterally. We have sent a letter to the Kerala governor on this," unquote, Chennithala told The Print. But this isn't the first time the Vijayan government has been accused of attempts to gag the media. In 2018, the chief minister stopped regular cabinet briefings and said the meeting highlights would be shared with the State Public Relations Department, or PRD. He also issued instructions to ministers saying media interactions could only take place after the approval by the PRD. The Chief Minister's office later issued a circular in December 2018 that mandated taking permission from the PRD for holding press meets on the grounds that media creates unnecessary crowd at public spaces. In 2017, Vijayan, who was chairing a bilateral meeting between the Communist Party of India Marxist and the BJP, instructed the management of the hotel where the meeting took place not to allow the media. When the media eventually managed to get in, the Chief Minister's office summoned the hotel manager seeking a written explanation. These instances have been called attempts to muzzle the media, and this time, senior Politburo leaders also felt that the decision was not in the left party's best interest. In a similar move by the BJP MP Meenakshi Lekhi, who heads a special joint committee on the data protection bill, questions social media giant Twitter on reasons why it did not ban comedian Kunal Kamra for allegedly insulting Chief Justice of India S.A. Bobde. This was perceived as another attempt to gag freedom of expression on social media. Kamra, in a November 18 tweet, which showed two fingers, was said to be a deliberate insult to the Chief Justice and would be an equal insult to the Supreme Court. Attorney General K.K. Venugopal had on Friday given his consent to start contempt proceedings against Kamra. Interestingly, while the central BJP government has not brought in an act to control the social media, BJP MPs such as Lekhi are being used to criticize it. That's all we have on this podcast today. Do remember to log on to the Prince podcast, where we bring in detailed analysis, news updates and unbiased reporting from across the country on the Print AM. This is Rohini Swami signing off for now. And do not forget to share, like and subscribe to the Print.